प्रति दिन हमको प्यारी मुरली, प्रतिदिन हमको आती प्रभु प्रेम की पाती है। भगवान हमारा साथी है, जैसे दीपक में बाती है। भगवान हमारा साथी है,
भगवान हमारा साथी है, भगवान हमारा
Om Shanti and good evening. Daddy, did you want to say anything first? Did you want? So, Daddy will say a few things very shortly. I love question and answer with Daddy, partly because, as we experienced in the last few days,
Om Shanti tokaro, Om Shanti.
We did. One Om Shanti. Three, Daddy? One Om Shanti we had. Daddy was with Baba.
Bhenne aur bhai Om Shanti. Achha. Rabban meri test lene baitha hai.
Robin's going to be testing Daddy today.
No, never test you, Daddy. We'll ask you some lovely questions that the brothers and sisters have sent in. Some may be a little challenging. One is slightly bizarre, but they're all entertaining, and Daddy will answer them in her own way, of course. One of the lovely things that I sang about asking Daddy questions is that, as we saw up in Oxford and then here, she'll answer the question and then she'll play with it for the next few days and go deeper into it. And so that's why it's always great having Daddy's questions, because she'll play with them and then develop them. So just moving towards the first question, as you know, as we all know, the story of the Yajna is the greatest love story. And it is the love story upon which all the other love stories in the drama are based. And there are many. And of course, with love stories, there are always challenges. And a few times we fall over, a few times we make errors. But the love story triumphs in the end, which is always wonderful. And of course, for us, we know that all these things that happen are in the drama, so why should we worry? And I rather like this morning that Jantiben was talking about us being Yajna Rakshak, if I've got it right, defenders of the Yajna. So I think that's great. That's a great thing to be, and I love that concept. So, which sort of leads us to the question to Daddy. As the Yajna, as the institution gets bigger, and it's grown so much since I came along in 1984, when we all had a sort of a very strong connection with the heart of the Yajna, you know. And there are so many, possibly not many of us here today, who came in late and who don't have such a connection with the Yajna. And sometimes I feel that, you know, as we get bigger, I think, oh no, where's the heart going? Ah, you know. So my question to Daddy is, and this is one that you sent in, as the Yajna gets bigger, how do we keep and develop our real deep connection with the heart of the Yajna, which I always think is love and forgiveness? These things, how do we keep these and develop these things in our lives and in the Yajna when we feel it may be, some of us, it's getting away from us and we want to keep that center strong?
Question number अच्छा उत्तर उत्तर तो शॉर्ट में ही चाहिए ना?
Do you want short answers or long answers?
Well, Daddy, I don't know. We've got an hour and a half. We've got about five questions.
Family बैठी है.
So family is sitting here.
तो family सब समझ गए हैं.
And so everyone knows within the family what happens.
पहले मैं कहती हूँ challenge शब्द नहीं कहना चाहिए.
First of all, we shouldn't be using the word challenge.
जब चैलेंज कहेंगे हाँ ये तो भाई चैलेंज आई है तो शिकिला सब कैसे हो चैलेंज आई है ये नहीं
Your face becomes small when you think of something as a challenge and you think that is something really difficult you have to face a challenge
तो खुद ही जब कह रहे हो ड्रामा है तो ये बहुत यज्ञ के सारी हिस्ट्री के अंदर ड्रामा की नॉलेज बिल्कुल जो अंदर से ड्रामा अच्छा है तो घबराहट वगैरह नहीं आती है गुयता है इसमें कुछ नवीनता आने वाली है
You yourself are saying that it's a drama and so when you think of a drama then there's nothing to be afraid of everything is fixed in the drama look at daddy You'll get some extra power.
जो क्या होता है क्वेश्चन पूछने वाले क्या करते हैं आंसर सुनते नहीं और क्वेश्चन निकालते जाते हैं ये ऐसे नहीं करना.
That it doesn't like interviewers who are constantly thinking of what to ask next instead of listening to the answer that you've just asked the question of.
नहीं क्या होता है आप तो बहुत बुद्धिमान है ना तो टेस्ट लेते हैं क्या उत्तर देती है फिर उसमें क्वेश्चन उसको पूछ के इनको बुझाए हैं.
That is saying that perhaps you're so intellectual that you're testing Daddy to see what answer she's going to give and so you want to ask her such questions that you wonder what she's going to come up with.
बाबा ने इतनी अच्छी गिफ्ट दी है जब मैं किसी को भी किस मैं रब अपना भाई आप इस अपने भाइयों बहन भाइयों से बात करती हूँ.
Just speaking to my brothers and sisters and so we're part of the family and so everything's okay.
इसलिए बाबा क्या करता था साकार मैं जैसे आज बोला कल भी बोला हर बात में मुझे साकार बाबा की बात याद आती है. बाबा देखता था ऐसे भाई है अभी कोई बहन बताने वाली भी ऐसी हो नहीं तो उस बच्चे उल्टा सुल्टा उत्तर दे देंगी तो ये और ही क्वेश्चन पूछ के उसको मुंझा देगा बेचारी को.
Baba would always be aware of the people that come to ask questions and she's saying like people like you would come, intellectual people would come and if the person, the sister who's explaining to them, if she doesn't know how to explain properly, then she'll confuse the person who's come and so Baba would make sure that the person who comes would get the appropriate teacher.
और हम क्या करती थी ये सब देख जैसे ये भी ऐसे सुनने क्वेश्चन का आंसर सुनने के बजाय ऐसे से न करे इसलिए तो देखती थी सुन रहा है अच्छा या सोच रहा है तो इनसे और क्वेश्चन पूछूं भाई आंसर दे रही हूँ सुनो तो आपको आंसर मिल जाएगा.
So that is also wanting everyone to be listening with attention. You're all hearing the questions and the answers. Robin's asking the questions, but at the same time, that is paying attention that you're not just thinking about the questions, but also listening to the answers so
answer
that you get the answer to the question.
Answer short में ये है, एक तो यज्ञ रचने वाला भगवान है.
So the answer in short, it's God who has created the yagya.
जो समझते भगवान यज्ञ रचते भगवान के बच्चे हैं.
So God has created the yagya and we are God's children.
संगम युग है.
Part of sitting at the confluence age.
कलयुग युग कहाँ सत्युग तो आने वाला है संगम में तो सारा इतना परिवर्तन ऐसा होने वाला है होगा जरूर.
The iron age has been left behind. The golden age is yet to come. And we know that at the confluence age, there's definitely going to be transformation.
उसमें ये नहीं समझना नए विचारों को पता नहीं है नए जल्दी समझ जाते पुराने पूछते पूछते रुक गए हैं.
So don't think that the new ones who come perhaps wouldn't understand, but they're able to understand quickly, whereas the old ones they're still hesitating, thinking about asking questions and not getting a clear clarification. They come to a standstill.
कोई नए अच्छा हर्ष तो नहीं पुराने कहते मस्जिद यज्ञ की सिस्टम समझ में नहीं आता है मैं तो अपने ढंग से चलूंगा बस ठीक है.
The old, the new ones that come, they'll start walking along and doing everything accurately. Whereas the old ones, they come, they'll say, well, I can't understand the systems of the yagya and I'm happy to move along just as I'm doing.
Upar-upar se dekh liya, andar se, yagya se kitni prapatti hai, yagya rachne wala kaun hai, ye sab hamari brahman bhain bhai hai, wo achhi tarah se, pyar se dekh karke, jaan karke, khush hove na.
It's like... They're just seeing everything superficially, but instead of going right deep inside the yagya and seeing how everything is working, knowing that we're all part of the one family, all of these are my brothers and sisters, and so rather than having that deep connection, it's just looking at everything superficially.
बस दो शब्दों में जवाब है संगम युग है भगवान ने यज्ञ रचा है बाबा ने मुझे ब्राह्मण बना करके यज्ञ सेवा अर्थ अपना बना के रखा भाग्यवान.
So just in two words, the answer is, Baba, God has created the sacrificial fire, made me His child, and made me a Brahman, and made me be the server of the yagya, so that I'm able to look after the yagya.
बाकी कोई क्वेश्चन उठाते हैं, मूंझते हैं, तो खुद भी औरों को बेचारों को सेवा के बदले उनको मुंझा देते हैं.
Sometimes you take such questions that sometimes you yourself are confused, and so you bring up such questions that you confuse the other people that come also.
छोटी सी कहानी सुनाती हूँ.
So just a short story I'd like to share with you.
Karachi में बाबा का बंगला क्लिफ्टन पर था, पर एक शांतामणि के बाप का बंगला था. वो जैसे अच्छा था, शांति से कभी शहर में आता था ना बाबा, उस बंगले में रहता था. थोड़े दो तीन चार लोग रहते थे, तभी बाबा उस बंगले में था. बताओ पर मजा.
This was at the time when they were at the Clifton Beach, but just a short distance from there, there was another bungalow there that belonged to a relative of Daddy Shantamani. And often Baba used to come there and stay in that bungalow because it was a very peaceful place.
तो क्या था, रात को 2 बजे बहुत करके बाबा बाथरूम के लिए उठता था.
Generally Baba would wake up around 2 o'clock to go to the bathroom.
तो बाबा की रूम अंदर थी, मैं बाहर रूम में सोई पड़ी थी.
Baba's room was right inside and Daddy's room was just on the outside.
जब बाबा उठा तो मैं भी उठ के खड़ी बैठ गई.
So when Baba woke up, then this woke up Daddy also, so Daddy sat up.
तो बाथरूम से होकर के आ रहा था, कहो यहाँ बच्ची.
And Baba called her just as he was going past Daddy's room.
जो सच्ची दिल वाले होते हैं ना, पता नहीं कैसे भगवान शिक्षा दी है, बच्ची मैं खुश हो गई. बाबा बुलाया, कमरे में लेके गया, कहते बच्ची नहीं नहीं थी थोड़ा समय, किसके बातों में कभी नहीं आना. वो दिन आज का दिन भगवान ने ऐसी रही. कोई मैं तुम बता ये बात कैसी, तो बता असुनने बलाएंगे. मैं क्या जानू इस बात को, इसमें इतनी सेफ रही हूँ, साफ रही हूँ बिल्कुल.
So those who have an honest heart, then God finds a way of giving them some teaching, some guidance, some correction. And so at that time, 2 o'clock in the morning, Baba's calling Daddy and saying, child. And then the guidance that Baba's saying is that never get involved in matters of other people, wanting to know, being interested in what's happening about other people. And from that day onwards, it's like that has been my protection, that I've never wanted to know what's happening about others. And this has really kept me very safe. Otherwise, people generally come to you and ask you, do you know what's happening about this? Do you know what's happening about that? It's like they come to you for gossip.
जैसे बाबा ने समझती, बाबा के पास आने थे, पता था कोई आत्मा सत्वगुणी होती है, कोई रजोगुणी होती है, कोई तमो, बेचारे पुरुषार्थी है कोई. इतनी पहचान हो सत्वगुणी कोई विरला होता है, बाकी और ही रजोगुणी तमोगुणी मेरे को भी उसमें ले ले. तो इस बाबा के 2 बजे रात के जो बोल है ना, उसने मेरी रक्षा कर दी.
So Baba is very much aware of souls being of different levels. Some are sattoguni, some are rajoguni, some are tamoguni. And so Baba is wanting us to become sattoguni. And so those who are sattoguni, they never get involved in the matters of other people. And even if you're making effort to be sattoguni, there are others who'd want to bring you down because they themselves are of that level, being rajoguni or tamoguni. And so not getting involved with such souls, but just constantly making effort to be a sattoguni soul. And that has really been my protection from that day onwards.
Adi se lekar ke jo baba ke bache paida hue abhi tak sabka pyar hai, mera bhi pyar hai, baki baaton mein mere ko jana hi nahi hai, not allowed.
From the very beginning, yes, they're all Baba's children and I have love for them, they have love for me, everyone has love for Baba. But other than that, I don't want to get involved with other things that really don't concern. That's not allowed at all.
Zyada nahi batagi, aur question puchho. Baki yajna rakshak aur apna rakshak, parivar ka pyar, ye hona zaruri hai.
Not going into too much detail, but it's necessary to be a protector of the yajna, to be able to protect the self and to have that love for the family.
ये हमारा फर्ज कहता है.
This is my duty.
Okay?
Okay.
ठीक है. Thank you. Next.
Daddy, one thing, Robin's not an intellectual. He's an actor. And actors, you know, actors just deal with feelings, so they're actually...
That is
saying that she didn't really mean intellectual in that way, but you're asking questions on behalf of everyone.
Maybe actor, na.
So even that is an actor at the moment.
Actor.
Number one.
Number one actor.
Play karte hai, audience ko kya prapati ho rahi hai.
The actor plays their part to make sure that the audience is getting some attainment, some benefit.
Kuch samjh mile.
So that they get some understanding.
Isliye to acha hai.
So it's good. You're asking good questions.
Okay. So this one is a bit more light-hearted, perhaps. Daddy, you are as quiet as a lake, lively as a volcano, mischievous as Krishna, more so probably, and sometimes as stern as a walrus. Did you always have these wonderful qualities? Stern. Repeat. Daddy, you are as quiet as a lake, lively as a volcano, mischievous as Krishna, maybe more so, and sometimes, as stern as a walrus. A walrus is a not very stern sea animal. He's really quite friendly. Okay. Did you always have these qualities? Were they Baba's? Or have they grown with you? Take as long as you like, Daddy.
अपन से काली हूँ.
I'm Kali towards myself.
आप लोगों से शीतला रहना है.
And I have to remain Shitla, the goddess of coolness, with all of you.
अगर मैं अपन से स्ट्रिक न रहूँ ना तो सब मुझे पता नहीं क्या कर देते थे.
If I wasn't to remain strict with myself, I don't know what you'd all do to me.
जो यज्ञ के एक नियम मर्यादा सभ्यता स्ट्रिक हूँ.
I'm very strict with myself in terms of following the disciplines of the yagya, the maryadas, the code of conduct of the yagya, and the ritual systems.
आज के दिन में आंटी अंकल सावी पला कस देखा ना कर जब करीब में जा रहे हैं बड़े प्यार में फोन आ रहे हैं.
So today that has been receiving lots of phone calls from the people who used to be in Guyana, because they heard that Dad is going to Guyana. So uncle, auntie, Gayatri, sister, Savi, they've all been phoning Daddy.
Oh, 75 se wo paida hue hai.
They took birth in 1975.
Itna uncle ka pyar hai, itna pyar hai, itna auntie ka pyar hai. Kyunki usne dekha, kaide mein bhi chalti hai, pyar bhi karti hai.
Uncle and auntie have really so much love for Daddy, because they're seeing that Daddy is very particular about following all the systems of the yagya, all the disciplines, everything about the yagya, and at the same time giving so much love to everyone.
Hindi mein kehte kaide mein fayda hai.
In Hindi there's a saying that there's benefit in following the observing the laws.
Thora koi bekaide kaam karta hai तो न उसके लिए इज्जत रहती है न कोई उसको उसे देगा ऊपर से देगा पर बेकायदे काम करने वाले को इज्जत नहीं मिलेगी.
If someone's doing something that's not lawful, then others will not give them that regard and respect, and even if they do, it will only be superficial.
पर बाबा की मूल्यां आप साकार की सुनते हो जो सुनाई है अव्यक्त मूल्यां सुन रहे. लॉफुल बहुत है पर ला लॉफुल रूप लॉफुल है पर ला अच्छी तरह से सुनाता है.
We've been hearing Baba's Sakar Murlis, we've also been hearing Baba's Avyakt Murlis, and in that we see how Baba is very lawful in the way that he gives us the message, but at the same time he's also very lawful in the teachings that he gives us.
Law itna deta hai jo usko sunne, samajhne, dharan karne ki law se shakti aave.
Baba gives us so much love that through that love we're able to receive power to be able to hear what Baba is saying and to be able to imbibe that also.
Sri mera to meethe bacche meethe bhai main to kehne kahengi na par meethe baba ne meethe bacche keh karke yahan tak sikha ke to layak banaya hai.
I'm not going to go around saying sweet child, but it's our sweet Baba who has called all of us the sweet children and made us sweet and worthy to the extent that we are now.
Mama Baba ko dekha hai, achhi tarah se dekha hai, sadai muskurate rehte hai, muskurate, pyar se bol ke, phir dekhenga abhi bachcha tyar hai, phir aisi sikha denga hal to Baba ke ghar ko yaad kare.
Mama and Baba would always be watching everyone, watching the children, and then they'd be seeing that, yes, the child is now ready. They're saying that the child is not caught up with anything, they're not attached to anyone in any way, and so they feel that, yes, the child is now ready to take the teachings that they want to give. And so then they will give such guidance, such teaching, that then they'll never forget Baba's home after that.
Silly Baba. तो एक बारी क्यों अंकल आंटी की बात सुनाई उनको बहुत जैसे यज्ञ में आए ना कई बातें यज्ञ की सिस्टम की इतनी अच्छी लगी इसलिए वो गया ना का निमित्त बना.
Why I remembered uncle and auntie was that when they first came into knowledge they really liked the systems of the yajna so much and they took benefit from it, that's why they became the instruments for the service that started in Guyana.
ओ जयंती निमित्त थी पर नॉलेज कितनी ऊंची है वो समझने से और सिस्टम क्या जयंती मुझे फोन करे मैं दादी को फोन करूं जो दादी का डायरेक्शन आवे उसी अनुसार तो क्या कभी कोई गवर्नमेंट में ऐसी नहीं देखा.
Jayanti Ben was the instrument to give knowledge to them, but really they appreciated the knowledge so much, they thought it's really very elevated knowledge, but also the way that Jayanti Ben took advice from, they would put a question to Jayanti Ben, Jayanti Ben would then relate the question to Daddy Janki, Daddy Janki would then relate the question to Daddy Jane Madhuban, they'd get the response from there that then Daddy would pass back. And so system uncle was very impressed by this, that he's never ever seen such a system even in the worldly government whereby they take advice from one another in this way and do everything in the right way.
Itni achhi story hai. अंकल ने खुद जिम्मेवारी उठा करके सेंटर स्थापन किया.
अंकल हिमसेल्फ टुक ऑन द रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी एंड स्टार्टेड द सेंटर देयर, द फर्स्ट सेंटर इन गयाना.
फिर इसे वो तो हुआ, फिर अचानक आग लगी थी सेंटर को.
एंड देन सडनली देयर वाज अ फायर, दैट द फायर एट द सेंटर.
आंटी ने सब जेवर वेवर सब बेच के खलास करके सेंटर को नया बना दिया.
And then auntie sold all her jewelry and renovated the center with all of that money.
Tank Caribbean mein hum logo ne janam liya, shevaen ki hai, jab ki hai, bacche paida hue hai, wahan baba ka yaadgar ka sthan acha hona chahiye.
They felt that they have actually taken so much from the country, they are from Guyana, and so they wanted to actually make a place there that other people in Guyana would be able to take benefit from. And so they wanted to keep a center, Baba's home there. So now it's over 30 years that the center has been there, and that's why they're inviting Dadi
to visit. हाँ कह दिया.
So Dadi instantly said yes. There was space.
Guyana से Trinidad, Suriname, Jamaica, वहाँ से पैदा हुए हैं.
All the other Caribbean countries, they've actually taken birth after Guyana, from Guyana.
कोई बाबा के बच्चे इतने समझदारी से क्या सारा जब गवर्नमेंट में जब हाई कमिश्नर इंडियन वो इंडिया में तो 6 साल रहा वहां भी जब था प्रेसिडेंट के नीचे कभी भी कोई स्टील तुम्हारी ओम शांति का अंग है कभी मीटिंग में कोई भी बात होगी ना स्टील तेरी ओम शांति करा देगा मीटिंग समाप्त.
सो He was in India also 6 years. He had come for his term there, but then every time he was in Guyana, and every time they had a meeting there, the other people at the meeting would ask Uncle Steve, saying, "Steve, where's your Om Shanti person?" And so they would actually ask Daddy. They would speak to Daddy on the phone, and then Daddy would say a few words, and then the meeting would take place, and everything would work out okay. So they always remembered Daddy there.
तुमने देखा होगा चार्ली का बाप है. देखा है चार्ली के बाप.
Have you seen Charlie's father?
कितना regard है उसको.
He has so much regard for Daddy, and because
चार्ली के चरित्र को चार्ली में change दे करके हमारे लिए इतना regard है प्यार है बहुत मत पूछो.
Seeing the change, the transformation in Brother Charlie, he developed so much love and regard for Daddy.
चार्ली कैसा था पहले पे लंदन चार्ली ज्ञान में आया है.
The first foreigner in Gyan to come into Gyan in London was Brother Charlie.
उसके सारी फैमिली को रिगार्ड है.
And his whole family has so much regard for the Brahma Kumaris now.
हमारी लुसियाना है.
Luciana in Brazil also.
उसके फादर को अति रिगार्ड है.
Her father also has so much love for Daddy.
तो स्ट्रिक्ट भी हूँ लवली भी हूँ.
So I'm strict as well as lovely.
अगर स्ट्रिक्ट ना होती तो कोई पावर वेस्ट में मैं रह सकूं. आइए इंडिया से कहां से आइए निकल जा से.
If I wasn't so strict, then people would wonder,
कौन सी आई है.
Who's this person who's come here from the east, who's come into the west, who does she think she is?
Meetha bhai, meethi behan, meetha bhai.
But no, giving them so much love, sweet brother, sweet sister, yes, welcome.
Sarah, देखो कितना प्यार करती है.
See how much love Sarah
has. Australia से निकली है.
Emerged from Australia.
आदि से तेरे से पहले की है.
She's taken birth before you.
स्ट्रिकूं. नहीं तो ये थोड़ी सीधी होती.
If I wasn't strict, then Sarah wouldn't be as straightforward now.
तो जानकी फाउंडेशन संभाल के बैठी है मैं तो आराम से बैठी हूँ.
She has so much love, and that's why she's now looking after जानकी फाउंडेशन, but thinking, yes, I'm sitting here comfortably looking after it.
क्योंकि पत्ते तो पावन बाप है ना.
It's because our father is the purifier.
ज्ञान का सागर है ना. ज्ञान के सागर में जाओ तो शीतलता है.
Is the ocean of knowledge, and what happens when you go into the ocean?
पत्ते पावन है तो ऐसे.
You experience the coolness.
Purifier है.
He's the purifier, and so he does that with so much power.
जरा भी impurity नहीं चाहिए उसको.
He doesn't want the slightest bit of impurity.
Fire है, purifier है.
He's the purifier, but the fire, the pure fire.
अज्ञान सागर है.
And the ocean of knowledge.
मैं सागर के नजदीक जाओ ना तो लहरें ही इतनी अच्छी लगती है.
Go close to
deep नम भी जाओ कोरिया भी तो मिली ना अच्छी कोर अच्छे नेचुरल है ना.
Go close to the ocean and you feel the coolness there. And okay, you don't go deep into the ocean, but even just staying by the shores, the banks of the ocean, and you're able to find their shells there, and they're so good also.
एक मेरे वरदान में बाबा ने मुझे कहा है तो साधन क्या करती हो.
In one blessing, Baba had been asking Daddy, personal blessing, what do you do all day long?
किसको सागर में नहाने नहीं आता है डर लगता है उनको नहाना सिखाती हो ना.
Those who don't know how to bathe in the ocean, they are afraid of drowning in there. So you teach them how to bathe in the
Baba
ocean, don't you?
बाबा ने वरदान बोला है.
This is Baba's blessing to me.
ये काम करती हो.
Do you do this?
मैं क्या बोलूंगी बाबा को.
So what would I tell Baba?
आपने सिखाया तो क्या करूंगी.
Yes, Baba, you've taught me, so what else can I do? Baba's taught you to bathe in the ocean as
well. Sagar ke gehrai upar se rahi sagar ke saath.
Just stay with the ocean and constantly with the ocean, in the ocean.
Isliye to Worthing mein gaye.
This is why we've got a place in Worthing.
Samne sagar dekh khush ho jaate.
When Daddy goes to Worthing, first thing she'll do is go for a walk
by the
ocean.
Sare world mein aisa center nahi jo Worthing mein abhi hai.
So nowhere in the world do we have such a center as we do in Worthing.
Kya laga pada hai.
So beautiful.
Duniya se dur.
Completely far away from the world.
Sagar se seetal hai automatic.
Experiencing the coolness there.
देख खुश हो जाते हैं.
And then seeing that you become so happy, the cool waves of the ocean.
गहराई में जरा चले जाओ तो रत्न मिल जाते हैं.
Go deep inside the ocean and you're able to find jewels.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Worthing Center and Wilton Center, Daddy, are sister centers. Both far away.
कैसे खांसी बंद हो गई है अभी मैं क्या करूं इतना खिटपिट किया पर मैं उसकी सुनती नहीं हूं.
During meditation, Daddy was coughing a lot, but then she said, I didn't stop to listen to it. I just carried on with what I had to do. And so now it's automatically stopped. It's a wonder.
जब उठेंगे तो खांसी बंद हो जाएंगी. बात शुरू करेंगे ना खांसी बंद. अरे तुम शांत कर. बोले भाई सोने तो दो नहीं सोने देती.
When she tries to go to sleep, then the cough starts, and then she can't go to sleep. When she wakes up, then it's a little bit quiet, but then sometimes she starts speaking. She starts speaking and then the coughing starts also. So then she thinks, I have to do service and so you have to remain quiet. And so telling the coughing to stop. I have to do my work so you stop. This is how I have to
conduct.
Not that well, I've got a cough and so I'm not going to come to class, just leave me alone. So Matu will make you dance in this way. So in this also Baba has given a blessing.
कैसा भी नाटक दिखावे.
Doesn't matter what kind of dramas they show you. The matter. बच्ची,
तो मेरी बच्ची हो ना, संतान हो ना, आत्मा हो ना.
So Baba would say, child, you are my child, you are my soul.
मेरा इसको आदर है, तेरे को साथ देंगी, तुम ख्याल मत करना.
You are my child, and so I have issued an order to the matter, to matter, that she has to behave herself. So you don't worry about it.
तो इसको आदर है भगवान का.
So matter has been ordered by God to behave itself and to be with Daddy. Be cooperative with Daddy and not to create any problems. So what do you think? It's not a small thing that God has ordered matter.
कई बात प्रकृति कई बातें किसका स्वभाव होगा हवा पानी होगा फलाना होगा वायु अरे शुभ शांत कर.
In matter is including all of these things, someone's nature, someone's sanskars, the atmosphere, the climate, all of these are included, but no, you just be quiet. I have to do what I have to do.
Baba the chemist.
ठीक है, तो बाबा का आदर मानेंगे.
बाबा केमिस्ट है, जैसे दवाई भी दे दी है.
अरे बाबा क्या है ना है, बताएं. दवा थोड़ी देता है ऐसे कहते मैं कुछ नहीं देता जा डॉक्टर के पास. मैं कहा मैं डॉक्टर पास नहीं जाएंगे बाबा नहीं जाएंगे. अच्छा नहीं जाएंगे चलो खांसी खाती रहो. पर अचानक ऐसी दवा देता है जादू भरी दवा.
बाबा सच ए डॉक्टर. यू गो टू बाबा. बाबा आई हैव गॉट दिस गिव मी सम मेडिसिन. आई एम नॉट हियर टू गिव यू एनी मेडिसिन. यू गो टू द डॉक्टर फॉर दैट. बट यू से नो आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू गो टू द डॉक्टर. सो बाबा सेज ओके यू कैन सिट देयर कॉफिंग डजंट मैटर. एंड देन ही विल गिव सच मेडिसिन दैट सडनली एवरीथिंग विल वर्क. द कॉफिंग विल स्टॉप एंड यू विल बी ऑलराइट अगेन.
दवा ना मत देगा पर दुआ तो इतनी देगा.
The medicine that he gives will be just for namesake, but as well as the medicine, he will give lots and lots of blessings.
क्योंकि उसको पता है मेरा हीरो एक्टर है.
Because he knows that this one is my hero actor.
एक बारी बाबा ने कहा था, जो सेना होती है ना, जनता को नहीं खिलाएंगे, भले उनका ख्याल नहीं करेंगे. जो सेना में मुख्य भारतीय होते हैं ना, कैप्टन वगैरह, उनका अच्छा ख्याल करते हैं.
Within an army where they're actually feeding everyone, the army will not look after the public so much, the general public, but they'll take good care of the ones who are the very good soldiers, the brave ones in the army itself, because they're the ones who'll be looking after. They'll be protecting the whole country, and so they're being looked after very well.
तो बाबा का बाबा ध्यान रखेगा जरूर, क्योंकि हम वफादार आज्ञाकारी बच्चा होंगे तो ध्यान रखेगा.
If I am Baba's obedient, faithful child, then of course Baba will look after me.
अगर मैं आज्ञाकारी बच्चा नहीं होंगी, traitor बच्चा होंगी, तो ध्यान रखेगा क्या?
If I'm
not, कुछ और हम करूँ कुछ और.
If I'm not Baba's obedient child and instead I'm a traitor, then is Baba going to look after me? What happens then is Baba will say one thing and I'll be doing something else.
ऐसे के लिए तो खतरा होता है ना?
So this is dangerous.
उनको क्या ख्याल करेगा?
So how can Baba look after me if I'm not obeying him?
जो हर समय जी हजूर, जी हजूर, उसका ध्यान रखता है.
So those who are constantly saying to Baba, Ji Hazur, yes Baba, I'm ready, yes my Lord, then Baba will look after them.
इतना ध्यान रखता है जो मैं कह डर है बाप का सारा ध्यान क्या इत, और कोई बच्चे नहीं है क्या पर नहीं जो ध्यान उसका रखते हैं उसके कार्य में उसका ध्यान रखेगा जरूर.
Baba pays so much attention to his children that sometimes you feel well. Doesn't he have anyone else to be looking after, paying attention to them? But no, if I am paying attention to him, then he is definitely going to pay attention to me also.
कई बातों miracle है.
So I've seen many miracles in this way.
अभी तो एक इटली का miracle तो हुआ. उसे पक्का ही था मिजा नहीं मिलेंगी नहीं मिलेंगी नहीं मिलती है नहीं अच्छा नहीं मिलती ठीक है ओके पर मैं जाना है जरूर मिल जाएंगी जरूर.
Just now the miracle about the visit to Italy, all the time they were saying, you're not going to get the visa, you're not getting the visa. I think since a month they've been saying that.
समझ गई है दादी का दृढ़ संकल्प है ट्रायल करते हैं और ट्रायल विश्वास से किया.
But then daddy also feels, yes, they might be saying, I'm not getting the visa, but inside myself I have it firm that I'm definitely going to go. And so now Sister Alka has also become aware of this, and that if daddy has a determined thought, then it will work. And so yes, she also had that faith and determination, and so it happened.
बुला के काल पर अच्छा आ जावे देखे कैसी लेडी है.
So they wanted to see daddy and see her face before they'd give the visa, so daddy had to go to the embassy first.
और टोली खा के खुश हो गए.
So that he went there, gave them toli, made them happy and got the visa.
6 महीने के लिए यूरोप की वीजा मिल गई.
So she got the visa for 3 months.
ऐसे एक बार एयरपोर्ट पर घर गई हूँ. वीजा थी दूसरे दिन की लेकिन जाना था एक दिन पहले. अलका चली साथ में और वो मैं बैठ गई ऐसे वो देवी नहीं कहते वीजा तो कल की है. मैंने कहा ये मिस्टेक हो गई है शायद. मैं बैठ गई सर वो लेडी देखती रहे ये बैठी है बैठी है.
जर्मनी आई थिंक
प्लेन का टाइम भी हो गया जल्दी जल्दी व्हील चेयर मंगाई रवाना कर दिया.
Another visit that daddy was to be making and somehow the dates had been wrong and so the visa was the next day and the ticket was the day before, flying ticket. Again it was Italy, so must be some karma with Italy. So that they were saying that your visa doesn't start until the next day, so you can't go. And so daddy is saying, well, what to do? So I'm just going to sit here. So she just sat there, but then kept on trying to communicate with their office and everything. And finally they said, yes, you can go. Dweena was actually
Baba
helping
them. Two shabd the na, tivar purushati, but I add kar do, sachcha purushati, dhir sankalp wala purushati, asambhav basambhav hui pari hai. हुई है हुई परी है.
इफ यू एन ईजी एफर्ट मेकर बट टूगेदर विद दैट एन ऑनेस्ट एफर्ट मेकर एंड डिटरमिंड एफर्ट मेकर देन आई फील दैट एवरीथिंग इज ऑलरेडी अकम्पलिश. यू डोंट नीड टू डू एनीथिंग द सक्सेस इज ऑलरेडी गारंटीड.
पर और बात हंसी हंसी की बात सुनाऊं. बाबा ये कैसे है बच्ची गुरु जाने गुरु की गोथरी जाने.
Sometimes
सब तो गुरु जाने गुरु के अभी अभी तो समझो ना गुरु है तो गोथरी को जो गुरु लगा हुआ है वही तो देखो ना कैसा है.
So sometimes you'd tell Baba about other children. Baba, what's this one like? And Baba would say, well, the molasses know and the container of the molasses knows. So you can tell from the container itself because it gets stuck to it. But the two of them know, but no one else would know anything about them.
भगवान ऐसा होशियार है कहेंगे बाबा आपने अरे बच्ची ड्रामा में था. ड्रामा में कैसे बाबा आपने तो कराया. नहीं नहीं बच्ची ड्रामा में था किया आपने ड्रामा में था. इतना ऐसा निरंकारी है वंडरफुल है.
Baba's really so egoless that when something happens and you say to Baba, Baba, you made this happen and you're giving thanks to Baba in that way, then Baba would say, but child, I didn't do anything. It was meant to happen in the drama. And then you say, but Baba, it happened in the drama because you made it happen. And he said, no, I didn't make it happen. It was just meant to be. And so he doesn't accept the credit of anything that he does, even though he does everything.
बाबा की बातें बहुत है. अभी तुम तीसरा क्वेश्चन पूछो.
There's many stories of Baba, but you can ask the next question.
इसमें और भी बातें हैं पर अभी क्वेश्चन तीसरा पूछो.
There are more things that Daddy could share about this, but she wants the next question.
Okay. Actually, Daddy, you know, Italy is a very old country, and it was always very close to India, and it always loved Indian food. And actually, the real name of Italy is Italy. So, Daddy, changing gear a bit, we all love stories and like to know what happened in the early days of the Yagya. When I think you all knew you were souls, but you also thought Baba was God. So, what kind of, in those early years, what was your meditation? Like, what was the meditation in those days, and what was the foundation of your spiritual life? I know it was love of Baba, but can you tell us a bit more about that? Because part of the reason is because I think among the Westerners, some of us have a real intellectual relationship with God somehow, but I notice with the daddies, it's so heart, you know, it is so almost unexplainable sometimes. And your relationship with God seems to be so incredibly deep and incredibly warm and incredibly constant. And I wonder if we're really tapping into that love of God.
Arnold's listening with lots of attention.
अच्छा ये शब्द नहीं कहो. वेस्टर्न बुद्धिमान है, उनको टाइम लगा है, असुन नहीं.
Daddy wouldn't like you to use the words that Westerners are intellectual and so they've taken time to understand things.
आपको टाइम नहीं लगा.
You didn't take that much time.
No.
तो फिर ये नहीं कहो वेस्टर्न.
So then not to say that Westerners are intellectual and so they don't understand that.
मैं बताती हूँ.
But yes, I'll let you.
Very, very general term, and I do. Although I understood quickly, Daddy, I also include myself in thinking that maybe I'm missing out on a secret here. So.
Western usko kehte jo West thas bo chalate hai.
A new definition of Westerners.
What Westerners?
Westerners are those who have lots of waste thoughts.
Asli jo asli Bharatvasi hai, asli jo hai na, wo sakal nahi chalate hai.
Should we go to the next question?
East में रहे या west में रहे, पर जो west ख्याल चलाने वाले हैं वो west के हैं.
The true residents of Bharat don't have any waste thoughts. They don't use their intellect in that way, so they're able to remain still.
आज मोरन ने वहाँ कहा realization और transformation लिखो. मैंने चिट्ठियाँ बहुत करके पढ़ी. बहुतों का है west ख्याल बंद होना चाहिए मेरा.
Sister Maureen had asked the people at TRC to write about their realization and transformation. And then Dadi read the notes that many of them had given. And Dadi said, there's so many of them who are saying that really I feel that my waste thoughts should now come to an end.
Majority.
They should stop.
अपने लिए तो चलाती है पर औरों के लिए भी चला करके waste box अच्छा बन रख देते हैं.
So the majority of the people that were there, they have waste thoughts about themselves, but also waste thoughts about others. And it says that they've got a waste box that's kept by themselves of the waste things about others that they keep on putting in there.
जो दादियों से जो भेंट करते हो ना, दादियों जैसे ऐसी अच्छी आत्माएं हैं.
When you're comparing and saying that, yes, we would like to have the same experience as Dadis did, then yes, there are certain souls who do have that experience.
विश्व के हर कोने से ऐसी आत्माएं चुन चुन के निकली है.
From every corner of the world, such souls have emerged. They've been selected in a way.
जिसकी बाबा अभी तक भी बैठ के माला बनाता है, माला बनी नहीं है.
And even today, like Baba is still trying to find the beads to create the rosary, but the rosary hasn't yet
Baba
been created.
Baba intezar kar raha hai, hum bhi samajhte hain सारी जगह के हिस्ट्री के अंदर कई अभी अभी ऐसे जल्दी जंप लगा के इतना अच्छा परिवर्तन ला करके जैसे अभी अभी माला में परो सकते हैं.
So Baba is trying to create the rosary, but it's not happening. And yes, we can understand because even now there are so many souls coming, and such souls coming that they've taken a real high jump, and they're able to come so close, bringing about so much transformation within themselves that we feel that yes, they could also be part of the rosary.
यज्ञ के हिस्ट्री के अंदर शुरू में जो अभी तो समझो हमने दादाजों का सपोर्ट वो देखा ना, बाकी थोड़ी बच्चे हैं, बाकी सब तो शरीर छोड़ के चले गए, कोई तो बाबा को छोड़ के चले गए.
We look around at the pictures of the early days of all the dadis, and out of that we feel that there's just a
कोई बाबा को भी छोड़ के चले गए.
A handful left, many have left their body,
but जिंदा होते.
Some have even left Baba. Whilst they were alive, they left Baba, went away. So there's only a handful
तो
left.
शरीर भी छोड़ा तो ऐसे छोड़ा.
And those
तो एक बारी मैंने
left their body, they also left it in Baba's remembrance.
कभी कभी बहुत टाइम थोड़ा मिलता पर गहरी गहरी रुआरान कभी दादियों की चलती है.
So we don't often get that time, but
पहले
now
चलती,
and
अभी वो भी टाइम नहीं है.
Used to happen, but we don't have time for that even now. But we used to have deep conversations amongst ourselves, the dadis.
एक बहन का आसपुर में अभी जियास में मिसाल सुनाया था.
So dadi had related the experience of one of the sisters in GRC.
जिसने मामा को भी ज्ञान दिया था.
So a sister who had given knowledge to mama.
Number one थी.
She was number one.
मेरे को भी अमृत पीना है, पिलाना है, ये बिल्कुल उस राह पर चलने के लिए प्रेरणा दी.
She was the one who inspired me to follow this path, and with that awareness that we constantly have to be drinking the nectar of knowledge and giving that to others also.
आत्म अभिमानी स्थिति में रहने के लिए बहुत अच्छी तरह से एक तो से मदद मिली.
So we used to help one another to maintain that stage of soul consciousness.
कुछ समय के बाद उसकी जो चमत्कारी बुद्धि, उसका जो धारणा, उनका जो व्यवहार बदल गया.
But after some time, it's like her sparkling intellect, her interaction with everyone, all of that completely changed.
मेरी जैसे बहुत प्यारी सखी, गुरु समान थी.
She was a very close friend, almost like a guru for me.
क्या हुआ है तुमको, क्या हुआ?
And I was asking her, what's happened to you? But
सिर्फ मम्मा को आगे बढ़ता हुआ देख सहन नहीं कर सके.
The only thing that happened was she wasn't able to bear mama moving forward.
जिसको मैंने ज्ञान दिया वो आगे चली गई.
She was thinking mama's the one that I've given knowledge to, and yet mama's going ahead of me. So she
Baba भी उसको regard दे रहा है.
So Baba's giving regard to mama.
सूक्ष्म jealousy.
And so there was subtle jealousy in this.
पांव टिकने नहीं दिया.
This didn't allow her to stay with Baba.
मेरे को बहुत जिसने मेरे को इतना अच्छा उठाया, बहुत मैंने कहा बहन तो बस बस मैं समझ गई मेरा पार्ट फिनिश हो गया.
So she was the one who had uplifted Dadi, and so Dadi was feeling a lot of mercy for her and trying to
Number
make her
one.
understand. But she said, well, I've now understood and I feel my part is now finished.
Baba ऐसे बच्ची बस बाबा कहे कैसे, पर उनसे गलत काम होने लगे.
And so Baba also couldn't really say anything, but he was just remaining detached. But the sister then, because of this
subtle jealousy,
she started doing wrong actions.
Bari royal thi.
Otherwise she was a very royal soul.
Ati bhaktan thi.
A great devotee also.
Maya aisi hai.
So this is what Maya is like.
Akhar bair gai.
So this took her away paas. To her mother.
उसके माँ को बाबा के लिए बहुत रिगार्ड था.
Her mother also had a lot of regard for Baba.
माँ ने बड़े प्यार से रखा, शादी-बादी नहीं किया.
And she didn't get married, so she wasn't attracted to other people in that way.
परंतु ये सहन नहीं हुआ, मम्मा को मेरे से आगे चली गई.
Wasn't able to bear mama seeing mama going ahead of her.
ऐसे बहुत मिसाल हुए.
So there are many such examples also.
हमारी लौकिक चार बहनें चली गई.
Four Lokic sisters of mine also left Baba.
जिनको बाबा मामा ने पाला.
Mama and Baba had sustained them, and yet they left.
छोटी डेढ़ साल की उम्र की थी.
The youngest one only a year and a half old.
जिसको पता भी नहीं माँ क्या चीज होती है.
She wasn't even aware of who a mother is because she had got everything from Baba and yet she left.
12-13 बरस में कहती है कि मुझे माँ तो चली गई लौकिक.
The mother had left Baba initially. She was the one who went.
सारी स्टोरी सुना देती हूँ.
Because of attachment.
बाप ने सारी यज्ञ में छोड़ा.
My father left his body in the yagya.
बड़ा बाप यज्ञ से प्यार था.
He had a lot of love for the yagya.
क्यों जवारी था ना तो सारी बाबा की कारोबार यज्ञ की वो संभालता था.
He was also a jeweler and he used to look after all Baba's business of the jewelry.
और हमारे लिए भी चिंता थी ये यज्ञ वो स्टोरी लंबी चौड़ी है वो नहीं सुनाती हूँ.
So another long complicated story which I won't go into.
जबरदस्ती शादी कराई थी मेरी.
About getting daddy married by force.
मैंने कहा मैं नहीं करेंगी.
She was saying I'm not going to get married.
दुनिया क्या करेंगी कहेंगी.
Then her father was saying what's the world going to say.
तो मैंने कहा शादी का घर ही है. कहा तो रोती क्यों हो. मैंने कहा तू मेरा बाप है तो उसको बारात को वापस करो.
It was the moment of marriage and I think they had come there already and so she's saying she doesn't want to get married. And she's saying if you are my father, if you're truly my father, then tell the possession to go away. So from that time he started sulking with her.
तू मेरा बाप नहीं है.
But daddy said you're not my father.
पर मैं जानू बाबा जाने.
But she broke her relationship with Baba saying that it's me and
मुझे लगन थी बाबा का बनने की.
But the deep desire to just belong to Baba.
पर उसको बहुत दुख हुआ.
And he felt a lot of sorrow because of that.
सारा धन चला गया.
He lost all his wealth.
मेरे को रवाना किया धन भी चला गया.
He let go of me but he lost all his wealth.
पर बच्चे सब बच्चे खुद बाबा के बन गए.
And all the children then came to belong to Baba.
सब बाबा के बन गए और मैं फंस गई.
And daddy was then married off. She was trapped.
मुझे फंसा दिया. पर कह पर मैं तुम चुप करो तुम अपना बाबा के पास सुखी रहो. मैं अपना अपनी आप ही बाबा के पास आएंगी. तुम वहां बैठे पर याद क्यों करता है. बाबा के पास सुखी बहुत हो गया ना.
So the father was actually with Baba and daddy was married but still he was remembering and she's saying well while you're sitting there why are you worried about me.
बच्चे भी खुश हो गए.
You stay with Baba and you remain happy with Baba. The children
माँ भी खुश हो गई ना.
The other children and the mother were also with Baba but they were still concerned about daddy.
मैं चाहूँ मेरा कर्म जाने.
She says, I understand my
ऐसे कर्म बंधन ऐसे.
And so there was karmic bondage, but then she was able to cut it.
योग बल से टूट गई छूट गई.
She broke the karmic bondage with the power of yoga and became
ऐसे
free.
ऐसे कर्म बंधन करे हो गए.
There was such severe karmic bondage.
और सब छूटी इनको छूटने नहीं देंगे. खूब मारे खाई.
So daddy had experienced a lot of beating. खूब मारे खाई.
वो गीता पढ़ती थी. थप्पर ऐसा जो मैं कंघी नहीं लगा सकूं खून बहता रहे.
She used to study the Gita by herself even in her life there where she was with her in-laws but they used to beat her so much on the head even that sometimes they used to be bleeding.
उन दिनों में कई हैं पवित्रता के कारण भाग के आ गई थी.
So many had actually run away because of purity.
हमारे ऊपर पैरा था इसको भागने नहीं देंगे.
Keeping a watch on daddy and there was guards all around not allowing her to get out of the house.
तो दीदी थी ना दीदी मुझे नाली से मुरली भेजती थी.
So दीदी used to send daddy the murli through the pipes.
मैं बाथरूम में पढ़ती थी.
So she used to study the murli secretly in the bathroom.
चिपके चिपके. इतनी बढ़िया अच्छी स्टोरी थी.
It was a beautiful story.
बाबा ने कैसे खींच लिया.
Of how Baba pulled me.
फिर वहां पहुंची फिर भी बाप का मोह.
And then I came to Baba but even then the father's attachment was still there.
सीधी बात तरह जो मेरा जद पर हक लगता था लेके आई.
Whatever was daddy's rightfully she brought that with her.
जिस पर नहीं मैं छोड़ दिया.
And whatever was not hers she just left that behind.
इतना बड़ा कबट कपड़ों का फलाने मैंने कहा ये वैश्यों के कपड़े वैश्यों के जेवर मुझे नहीं पहनने हैं.
Huge big cupboards of clothes colorful clothes but daddy said
दाउरी के कपड़े चेक असर हाथ नहीं लगाए पायन पहना नहीं.
So daddy said these are not clothes for me these are clothes of the other women and I'm not going to wear any of this.
बहाना बनाया लौकिक सास का प्यार था बहुत. So, तो मैंने उसे सरी छोड़ा तो तो मैंने कहा मुझे दुख है उसका बहुत, इसलिए व्हाइट कपड़ा पहनेंगे.
Her mother-in-law left the body, and so Daddy took that as an excuse, saying that I feel a lot of sorrow about my mother-in-law having died, so I'm not going to wear the coloured clothes anymore. I'm just going to stay in white clothes.
वो मुझे बड़ा प्यार करती थी, तो ये न जावे, और वो सब गई, ये न जावे. इतना सोना था उसके पास, बेटा तेरे लिए सब सोना, सब कुछ तेरे लिए है, जैसे मैं उसके पास बैठी रहूं.
The mother-in-law had a lot of love for Daddy, and she didn't want Daddy to leave her at all, and so she would tell her son,
मैं क्या करेंगी?
That is husband, that son, all of this is for you, and it's for you and your wife, and you don't worry about anything else, just stay here. And she wanted to keep Daddy, thinking that all of this jewelry and the gold will keep Daddy there.
पर इसकी लंबी चोरी है, पर कराची में भाग के आई.
But Daddy then left them, ran away from there, and came to Karachi at midnight.
एक स्टेशन दूसरी स्टेशन पर रुकी, मुझे स्टेशन पर पकड़ने कोई आ जावे.
Daddy actually went from one station to another, not getting on the train at the first station because she
लिखा मैं मर गई.
That find her, and so she had then left a note saying
chance
that
घर में कोई नहीं है.
Think that I have died now, and so then she said I just took that opportunity and left.
फिर वहाँ फिर बाप मोह दिखावे.
And when I went to Baba, then he was showing his attachment to me.
बाबा ने कहा
Her father was showing the attachment.
तुम कौन के पास रहना है? मैंने कहा मैं आई हूँ.
But Baba said to her, you have to stay with them. And she said, but Baba, I've come to you, and Baba's testing me in this way.
यज्ञ सेवा करूँ, मुझे नाश्ता नहीं देते थे, यहाँ बैठने जावे.
So and then when Daddy is, this was whilst he was still at home, she would go to help do service of the yagya, and they wouldn't give her breakfast there.
सुबह को आकर के मुरली सुन के दिन भर में यज्ञ सेवा करती थी, यज्ञ से लेके जाती कपड़ा, ले सिलाई करके पापड़ बेलने के लिए, वहाँ उनके लिए कर्म बंधन हो जाए, उनके लिए काम नहीं करेंगे, खाना बनाएंगे.
So while still
माँ बाप के घर में उनके कर्म नहीं करेंगे.
While still living at the home with the family with her parents, she didn't want to do
सेवा यज्ञ
की
करेंगे,
लौकिक work. So she would go to the center, listen to the murli,
शाम को आती थी,
come back. She would come back with some work of the yagya that she would do at home. So rolling the papadams or doing some sewing or things like that, which she could bring back away at home, so that she wouldn't be doing work of the lokiks and creating further karmic bondages in this way.
तो शाम को मैं जब आती थी तो सारे दिन में जो अच्छा विचार सा अच्छा ज्ञान लगता था ना, तो माताएं बातें होती तो मम्मा की तरफ से एक टीचर आती थी उनको क्लास कराने के लिए 6 miles दूर.
So the mothers, they would finish all the housework and everything, and in the evening they'd be free. So one sister would be coming about 6 miles away to give knowledge to the mothers at home.
पर बाबा मामा को मेरी रिपोर्ट मिली, ये शाम को इतना अच्छा बताती है, इतना अच्छा, वहाँ से टीचर ना भी ये क्लास करा सकती है.
And then Mama and Baba received a report from someone that Daddy actually can also do such wonderful class there. It's not necessary to send someone else from there to go and attend to these mothers, but Daddy herself can give class to them.
मेरे को यही धुन लगी हुई थी, तो डेढ़ साल ये मेरे से पहले आया है, कुमार का फलानी टीचर सब इसको, मैं पहले कैसे जाऊँ?
So Daddy's real worry was that all of these other people, they've come a year and a half before me, and I've come after them. So how can I make up and all that lost time?
Mama को जानती थी, वो इतनी होशियार हो गई है.
I used to know Mama before also, and I was seeing that Mama has become so clever now.
पर लौकिक बाप कहता है, जेवर जो है ना यार रख दो, यज्ञ को देना नहीं.
And
भविष्य क्या ख्याल करना चाहिए?
Her lokic father is telling her, all the jewelry that you have, you keep it with you. You don't give it to the yagya.
उसको पता था.
Because you don't know what's going to happen, so you should keep it for yourself.
मैंने रोया जाकर, बाबा मुझे क्यों इसके पास रखा है? मैं
And then she went to Baba and cried. And she said, Baba, why are you telling me to stay with him? Look at the advice that he's giving me. He's telling her to just hold on to the things that she's got.
फिर भी बाबा माने नहीं, देखे कहाँ तक इसकी रगड़ टूटती है.
Even then Baba wouldn't listen to Daddy, and he was testing to see to what extent Daddy still has that attachment or if she's able to break it.
फिर थोड़े समय के बाद, 2 साल के बाद, शांता मणि की जो भाभी थी जसू, बड़ी बहादुर थी, सब वो संभाल, बैंक वो संभालती थी, वो बाबा ने कहा पूछो जा, आई पूछने के लिए, वो जो तुम्हारा रखा है सफला करें, इतना रोया इतना रोया, क्या मैं नालायक हूं क्या, मेरे से पूछा क्यों जाता है? इतना रोया
जो
कईयों को, कईयों ने वापस मांगा.
Sometime later, then Baba sent Santa Maridadi, Santa Mari, Santa Maridadi's sister-in-law to visit Dadi and to ask her about the jewelry. And she's saying, Baba's asking, should we use that in a worthwhile way? Should we give it over? And so Dadi's saying, but, and she's really crying, thinking, why are they asking me? She's thinking, they shouldn't be asking me in this way. She's saying, am I that unworthy that you're asking me whether we should use it? Because some people were thinking that, yes, we should keep it for our time of need, that sometimes we would need it.
So Western, jo hote hai na, security ke liye rakha rahe. Sachche jo hote hai, wo kehte hain, main kya karengi?
So that is saying that some people want to keep it aside. So she's saying Westerners also keep it aside for security. But I was thinking, what am I going to do with this?
अचानक बाप को पेट में appendix का operation कराना पड़ा.
But suddenly her father had to have an appendix operation.
तो माँ hospital में गई.
And so the mother went to the hospital.
मेरे को बुलाया तो तुम आओ शायद बचेगा नहीं.
And then Dadi was told to go and visit because perhaps he's not going to stay alive
now.
She didn't go.
मैंने कहा अंत में मैं सामने होंगी, वो सारी छूटेंगा, उसका क्या हाल होगा?
And Dadi was thinking at the end, if I am in front of him and he's looking at me, then what's going to be his condition then? Means he wouldn't be remembering God, he'd be seeing me there.
तो माँ ने समझा ये आई नहीं बाप के मरने पर.
And the mother was really taken aback, thinking that she didn't come even when her father's dying.
मैंने कहा उसने तो मेरा कर्मबंधन तोड़ दिया ना, मैं कहे का.
And so she said, well, he already broke my karmic bondage with him, so he's no longer my father anyway.
तो सारे बच्चों से सब, तो उसको बुलावाया काके का, तुम आओ हम तुमको संभालेंगे.
So all the children, they were in, told that they would be looked after by the other uncles and other members of
Karachi
the family.
Karachi chali gayi, Hyderabad chali gayi.
So one of the sisters, the mother, I think she went back.
थोड़े समय में बुलाया, एक ही बेटा था उसको. मैं उसको कहती, उसको एक ही बेटा था. माँ को एक ही बेटा.
आपका भाई ना? She's referring to her brother as that one. She's saying, I don't have any feeling, so it's, I'm saying he's
Baba
that one.
उसको बाबा ने बहुत प्यार से पाला.
So he was actually called back by his uncle.
अपने भंगले में रखा था.
Baba had given him a lot of love, keeping him in his
जो
bungalow.
जो चार कुमारियाँ थी, उसको बड़ा अच्छी प्यार से पाला.
Baba also had given so much love to the four sisters.
तो पहले आई, तो आई तो बच्चों से मिलने आई हूँ.
The mother came back and she's saying, I've come to meet my
दो
children.
दो-तीन साल के बाद, चार-पांच साल.
Maybe 4-5 years later, she had already gone back and then she came back saying, I've come to visit the children.
तो मैं खड़ी थी, सब बच्चों से मिली.
So I was also there and my mother met
बच्चों
everyone.
बच्चों को तो प्यार किया.
She gave us love.
तो थोड़ा-थोड़ा मोह आया उन्हों को.
And yes, they felt a little bit attachment and they were pulled.
पर तो और तो कोई किसको बेटे को पीछे के दरवाजे लेके चली गई.
So she wasn't able to take any of the sisters with her, the daughters, but she took her son from the back door. Because the daddy's brother then had attachment for the mother, and so he left
Baba
with her
ka, bandri
from the back
aai,
door.
Bandri aai, literally.
Baba saying, the monkey came and went away with the child, because the attachment took the son away.
मुझे कहा तू फेल हो गई.
And he's saying to Daddy, you failed.
मैंने कहा बाबा मुझे पता भी नहीं चला, उसको पीछे के दरवाजे चली गई.
And she's saying, well, I wasn't even aware that she would take my brother from the back door.
औरों का मोह खींच लिया.
And so even the other sisters were pulled by the mother's attachment.
पर उनके बाद भी कराची में सब थी. लक्ष्मण पहले गई है.
So one sister went first.
वो फिर क्यों गई? संशय आया, बाबा फलाने को शिक्षा ये क्यों देता है?
Why did she leave? She had the doubt that why is Baba giving this particular teaching to so and so?
जो मेरे से बुशार थी ज्ञान देने में.
So this sister was even cleverer
लिखने
than Daddy
शार,
in giving knowledge.
बहुत अच्छा थी.
She was very clever in giving knowledge to others.
तो क्या था? इतनी अच्छी बाबा सभा में ऐसे मूली चला देता है.
So she was so good and clever in this way, and yet she's thinking, well, Baba speaking this kind of murli in the gathering means Baba was saying
Baba, Baba कहने वाली.
One who was saying Baba, Baba with so much love.
Buddhi.
Such faith in the intellect.
Sanshaya.
But yet she had doubt. Why is Baba saying this?
To jisko oron ko sanshaya.
So then from that others also developed doubt.
Iski to maa babi mein thi.
Kiski?
Lachmana ki maa to babi mein thi. Meri lokik bhen ki. Wo to maa be.
Her mother was in Bombay.
To oron ko jo sanshaya wo babi kaise jave?
And so... So one mother had already gone and she had taken one daughter with her, but the others then had doubts also. So how can they go to Bombay?
To 12-13 ki so then
there was a whole group that was formed of those, this is in the Yagya, group was formed of those who have doubts in the intellect. So a whole team got together like this.
तो ऐसा आपस में संशय भाई सोचना चाहिए पाकिस्तान होगा पर कहां जाएंगे जवानी का है लाइफ तो अब सोचना चाहिए
and they're thinking well this is the time of the partition and we don't know what's going to happen we're still young we still have to think about our
बाबा तो किसको प्यार करता है किसको तो प्यार ऐसी शिक्षा देता है मैं नहीं सहन कर सकता
and then they say baba gives love to someone and then baba gives teachings to others and so it's like baba's not being equal
to
everyone
बाबा ने मेरे को कहा तो मेरे से छोटी थी 2 साल छोटी थी वो तो बड़ी अच्छी टीचर थी
so a sister who was 2 years younger than daddy she was a very good teacher
बाबा ने कहा बच्ची को थोड़ा समझाओ
so baba's telling daddy to go and explain to her because she's got doubts
तो
now
जैसे मैंने बुला के थोड़ा समझाने शुरू किया
so I called her and I started explaining to her
वो जो उसकी शक्ल में चमक थी वो तो खत्म हो गई थी
The sparkle that she had on her face was completely gone.
जो ज्ञान सुनाने में योग लगा बड़ी फर्स्ट क्लास थी
वो सारा
मुंह पीला हो गया
first class in giving knowledge in having yoga but now her face
जो सारा दिन मैं सबको कहती हूं तुम्हारा मुंह पीला क्यों होता है मुंह छोटा क्यों हो रहा है क्यों अंदर जो ज्ञान का अच्छा नहीं है ना मुंह छोटा हो जाता है ऐसे हो जाता है डर लगता है मेरे को मुंह छोटा देख
all day long also that is seeing people and saying why does your face look so pale it's because inside there isn't that that knowledge the power of it it's not there and so the sparkle is not visible on the face
पर क्या था तो उसने सारा मैंने कहा लक्ष्मणा तुमको क्या हुआ तुम इतनी अच्छी शांत कर तुम अपना बुद्धि का ख्याल कर अभी जीवन खत्म का नहीं हो तो बैठ मैं तो जाएंगी
That is telling her, Lachmana, what's happened to you? You're so good and everything. And she goes, keep quiet. I don't want to hear anything. And she says, you should also be thinking about yourself. I don't want to hear anything else. But she wouldn't listen to daddy.
तो मैंने कहा बाबा वो तो मेरे कोई अच्छे लगा मैं बात अभी नहीं करेंगी कभी
so then daddy went to baba saying that baba she's not even listening to me
मैंने कहा बाबा क्या हुआ बच्ची संशय का कीड़ा लगा पॉइजन है सारा चला गया
so then daddy is asking baba what happened why did this happen and so baba saying that child it's like there was the insect of doubt that came along and this poisoned everything so that's why all the knowledge flew away
practically sanshay buddhi vinashanti sara gyan vinash ho gaya
so what baba says
prapati ki sari vinash ho gayi
what baba says about doubts leading to destruction it says so everything that was accumulated in the soul whatever all of that was lost also
jab gaye na deva tap ke gaye
so when they went
seedhi the gate se nahi gaye
When they left, they didn't even go straight through the door, but they actually kind of ran away, climbing over the wall.
Yeah, Maya.
So this is what Maya does.
Sangha karang.
The influence of the company.
ऐसी जो तभी बाबा ने हमेशा तब से आपस में बूम बूम बात करने का मतलब क्या बात कर रहे हैं?
So Baba saying, what's the purpose of sitting and talking amongst yourselves? What are you talking about? It should only be knowledge, nothing else.
ज्ञान की बात तो खुली दिल से करते हैं वो ऐसे बात करेंगे मतलब
when it comes to speaking knowledge then they do it openly but when it's talking about other things then it's talking about it secretly and in private
अभी मूल्यों में ये बातें नहीं है बाबा कहते धूतिया ये घर पेटाने वाली भगवान के घर से भगाने वाली
बाबा doesn't use that term so much now in the murlis but often baba would say that the troublemakers come she's the one who's breaking up homes by just getting involved with
maya ऐसी कैसे की बुद्धि खराब कर देती है
Just see how Maya totally ruins someone's intellect, even the good ones.
इसलिए संभाल के रहो.
दिस इज व्हाई अभी मैं यही धंधा करती हूँ
सारा दिन. किसकी माया है तो
दिस इज व्हाट आई डू ऑल डे लॉन्ग. समवन गेट्स माया एंड सो आई रियली
अमृत वेला नहीं आता है आंख दिखाती हूँ.
समवन डजंट कम फॉर अमृत वेला आई शो देम अ स्टर्न आई.
फालतू बात कहाँ करता है. मेरे से डरते भी है परंतु फालतू फिर झूठ बोलते भी है फालतू करते भी है.
सम आर अफ्रेड ऑफ मी बट येट दे स्टिल एंगेज इन देमसेल्व्स इन wrong actions, telling lies or gossiping, but what can I do?
Nirvighan sthiti rahe.
So the stage has to be completely free Hamari. From obstacles.
My Personal.
Stage. Personally for myself.
Ek hai vighan, dusre grahchari.
So one is the obstacle and the other is the omens, the bad omens.
Agar vighan aaya na, ek mein dusra, dusre mein tisra aayenga.
When obstacles come, then they come one after another after another.
इसे निर्विघ्न स्थिति बनाने के लिए एक भगवान का सहारा पकड़ के अपने को तो निर्विघ्न बनाना है पर यज्ञ में कोई विघ्न ना आवे इसलिए विघ्न विनाशक बनना है.
So first of all, I have to take support of God and make myself free from obstacles, and then also become so free from obstacles that I make sure there's no obstacles in the yagya also and be the protector for the yagya.
एक विघ्न डालने वाले.
One are those who create obstacles.
दूसरे विघ्न से घबराने वाले.
Second are those who are afraid of the obstacles.
तीसरे विघ्न विनाशक. विघ्न विनाशक कौन है कितने हैं.
Third are the destroyer of obstacles. So how many are destroyers of obstacles?
अभी हर एक पूछे मैं who am I?
So each one to ask themselves, which category am I in?
बहुत अंदर से पावरफुल निश्चय की ऐसी अंदर से हो जो विघ्न रूप न बनूं पर विघ्न से घबराऊं नहीं पर इतनी काली रूप रहूं जो विघ्न खत्म हो जावे.
So let me remain so strict, so firm with myself that when obstacles come, I'm able to overcome them. I'm able to chase away the obstacles.
शब्दी शास्त्रों में भी है.
The obstacles don't have.
आस्त्री संप्रदाय वाले विघ्न डालते जिसमें आस्त्री गुण होता है ना विष्णु विघ्न डालते हैं.
This is mentioned in the scriptures that those who have devilish qualities, they're the ones who are going to create obstacles to the yagya.
असुरस और देवताओं की लड़ाई लगी माना देवता बनने में असुर जो है ना ब्राह्मणों को विघ्न डालते हैं.
They speak
पूरा सच्चा ब्राह्मण बनने नहीं देते हैं.
They speak about the war between the devils and the deities, and it's the deities who are Brahmins who are making effort to become deities. So the devils are creating obstacles and not allowing the Brahmins to become deities.
Shanti se, prem se, yagya mata pita ke rikhya se, apan ko chalo yagya ki seva karo, sab kuch dasa.
With love, with peace, patient, just look after yourself, look after the yagya, and.
दूसरी बेटी ग्रहचारी.
And then the second one is the obstacles. Then this is the devilish qualities that bring the obstacles, and the other is the bad omens.
एक होती है ग्रहचारी, दूसरी होती है विस्पत की दशा.
And then there's also the
विस्पत की दशा में तन मन धन संबंध सब अच्छा होगा.
The omens of Jupiter, and when you have the omens of Jupiter over yourself, then you find that everything moves along very well, whether it's body, mind, wealth, relationships. But for this, you need the grace of the Guru.
Srimad par chale achhi tarah se.
But when you follow in Srimad, you have to do that accurately, very well.
Jo zara man mat par mat par chalta hai, usko grahchari aisi baithi hai, jo kuch karta hai, safal nahi hoga.
Those who follow in the dictates of the self or of others, they experience such bad omens that whatever they do, they're not able to do that successfully.
Na tan acha, na man acha, na dhan acha, na sambandh acha.
Then nothing is good, neither the body, the mind, their wealth, their relationships, nothing works well.
Grahchari.
It's because of the bad omens.
Us bahut realization chahiye.
And you need a lot of realization for that.
De dan chute gran.
But give the donation and the eclipse.
कोई भी विकार मेरे अंदर हो दो दान तो छूटे कर realization नहीं होंगी.
Even if there's any vices inside, then just give that in donation and then.
तन मन धन में संबंध में सेवा कितनी भी करे पुरुषार्थ कितना भी करे सफलता नहीं मिलेंगी.
No matter how much service you do, how much effort you do, but if there are the bad omens, then you won't get success in anything.
इसलिए बाबा ने कहा है अलबेलाई सुस्ती और एक्सक्यूज देना ये छोड़ेंगे नहीं तो कभी भी ग्रहचारी हटेंगे नहीं.
This is why Baba underlined it, that if you don't stop being lazy, careless and giving excuses, then you'll never be able to, the omens will never be removed.
Kabhi past ko na dekhna aur ko na dekhna shanti se yagy mein prem se pyar se acha sambandh rakhna baba ki duae hai.
So always to have a very good loving relationship with everyone, not to look at anyone else, but to experience Baba's blessings that keeps you free from getting involved with anything else.
इसलिए जो
बाबा ने looking after the yagya.
इसे जो बाबा ने कहा ना तीन प्रकार के खाते को ध्यान रखो. एक पुरुषार्थ का खाता अच्छा हो.
बाबा से
दूसरा दुआओं का खाता. तीसरा पुण्य कर्म का खाता. हर एक देखे मेरा तीनों खाते अच्छे हैं.
So Baba had said to keep an account, keep a chart of the three accounts that you have to accumulate. One is of the effort, to make sure that you're making the right effort. Second is the account of your blessings, that you're accumulating blessings. And the third of the charity, that you're constantly performing charitable actions.
जिनके ऊपर विस्पत की दशा नहीं है, तो ग्रहचारी बैठी है, उसके आगे कई विघ्न भी आ जाएंगे.
Those who don't have the omens of Jupiter on themselves, but instead they have the bad omens, then they often face many difficulties, many obstacles.
विपत्ति के दशा में अचानक अनहोनी बात हो जाएगी.
But when you have the omens of Jupiter, then suddenly things that you had thought was impossible, that happens.
बाबा ने बाबा कहेंगे कैसे हुई.
And you see, you question, how did it happen? And you say, Baba made it happen. Baba will say, well, how did it happen?
सच्चे भावना से दृढ़ संकल्प से बाबा ने कराया.
With your true bhavna, your true faith and feelings of love and the honest heart, it's this that made it happen.
तो ये सच्चा पुरुषा संकल्प सच्चा.
So to have that truth and honesty in your effort.
आज दिन तक बाबा निमित्त बनाया है सच्चाई से पुरुषार्थ सच्चाई से सेवा.
So until today, Baba has made me the instrument because I've been making effort with that honesty
and
service
नहीं.
With that honesty, and not trying to
चालाकी be clever. भगवान के घर नहीं चल सकती.
Not trying to be clever in any way. Then you won't be able to stay in God's
दिखाए कुछ और अंदर कुछ और.
Not that externally you show one thing and internally is something else.
तो बड़ा सच्चे पुरुषार्थी थोड़े भी ऐसे हुए तो दिखावा बंद हो जावे.
So true effort makers, if even a few people become like that, then all the external show would finish.
सच्चाई बाबा को प्रत्यक्ष करे.
And they would be able to reveal the truth and the honesty would be able to reveal Baba.
इतनी powerful, जो कल बोला निश्चय भावना विश्वास इतना अच्छा हो.
Yesterday Dadi was talking about having that real bhavna, to have that faith, to have that trust. So all of this has to be really very powerful inside.
उसमें हमारे मीठे बाबा ने भले साकार में बच्चों ने इतनी रिजल्ट नहीं दिखाई, पर बाबा अभी तक भी हम बच्चों से निश्चय विश्वास चला रहा है, चलाता रहेगा अंत तक. भले विघ्न अपना काम करे, बाबा अपना काम कर रहा है, करा रहा है.
बाबा सो स्वीट दैट इवन दो द चिल्ड्रन हैवंट येट शोड हिम द रिजल्ट्स दैट ही वांट्स, still Baba is inspiring us to make effort, and he'll continue to do that till the last moment, that the children still continue to make that effort with that faith, with that honesty, and really able to reach the stage what Baba wants.
Sabse sahi purushat, sachcha purushat, khud ko andar se dekho, Baba ko dekho.
The real effort, the true effort is to look at the self within and to look at Baba.
Main kaun hu, mera kaun hai?
Who am I and who belongs to me? Who is mine?
इसमें है सच्चा में जय.
And it's this truth that will bring victory.
बाकी सब ठीक हो जाएगा, कोई बात नहीं.
And everything else will work out fine. I don't need to worry about anything.
Okay?
Okay.
Finish? हो गया? ठीक है?
Do you want to?
और तो कुछ नहीं चाहिए?
You want to ask any more questions?
भाई चाबी लगाई, खजाना खुल गया.
You wound Daddy with the key and so the treasure store opened.
इतना हर एक डीप रहे अंदर से अंतर्मुखी रहे.
So each one to go deep inside and remain introverted.
एकाग्रता की शक्ति को बढ़ाए.
Increase the power of concentration.
तो बाबा साथ में है, सेवा में सबका सच्चाई से संयोग है, हर एक अपना भाग्य बनाता है.
And Baba is with us, and in service, each one is creating their own fortune with that honesty and faith through their own fortune.
जब इसने serious बात कही थी, कभी तुम serious होती हो, तो इस पर मैं एक बात सुना देती हूँ.
One thing I'd like to share when he said that sometimes God is a little bit serious, a little bit strict.
ये मम्मा को मैंने देखा है, अभी भी देख रही हूं. मम्मा का अपने संकल्प समय पर सफला करने का इतना अच्छा ध्यान रहा है. सुबह को कभी भी देखो ना, मम्मा बाहर बैठी हुई आंगन में ऐसे बैठी है. रात को देखो, शाम को भले इतनी सब मम्मा सब अभी तो बहुत डिपार्टमेंट सब संभालने वाले है. मम्मा सारा ध्यान जगह पर रखने वाली है. तो योग ध्यान बहुत. तो मम्मा फालतू बातों में नहीं आई कभी.
When you're talking about being serious, I remember Mama, and I've paid a lot of attention to Mama, and even now I see Mama and what Mama used to do. Even though she, nowadays you have lots of departments and many people to look after the departments, but in those days it was Mama who was looking after everything. And yet, even though Mama was looking after everything, every time you saw Mama, then she'd always be lost in that state of remembrance.
Never.
And her total attention was on never wasting any thoughts.
देखा मामा का कितना ध्यान है जो बाबा सुनाता है धारणा मिलाने पे.
Mama used to pay so much attention to what Baba was sharing so that she was then able to imbibe it instantly.
तो एक बारी इसमें दो बातें हैं फिर.
Two things in this then.
ऐसे मैं नहीं थी. मुझे मामा बड़ी अच्छी लगती थी.
When I just come at that time, I used to really love seeing Mama. She was just someone so good.
पर मैंने मनोर को ऐसे कहा, तभी मन ऐसे दादी दादी थोड़ी कहते थे. मनोर, मामा से मैं थोड़ा डरती हूँ शायद. मैं सब मनोर को से कह दिया, तो मनोर ने जाकर मामा को कहा, ये आपसे डरती है थोड़ा. जो मैं नहीं थी, वो पुरानी थी. तो मामा मेरा हाथ पकड़ के कहती है, तुम मेरे से डरती हो. मम्मा ऐसे देखा, कहती है मैं डरती नहीं हूँ शायद. बाबा डरती नहीं हूँ पापा. इतना मुझे हल्का बना दिया जो मम्मा से हाथ पकड़ो ना करंट आवे, कुछ अच्छा शब्द बोले खुशी हो जावे. इतना फायदा हो गया सारी लाइफ के अंदर. जो तभी कल भी बोला, मेरे से कोई फ्रेंडली नहीं है. सुना कोई फ्रेंड भाई आओ पकड़ो थोड़ी अच्छी बात सुनाओ ना. टाइम ही नहीं है उनको कुछ भी.
Daddy was always hesitating a little bit going in front of Mama, and so they were very close in those days, and they didn't call one another Daddy. So she was telling Manohar Daddy, who had come into the yagya earlier, and Daddy was quite new. So she had shared with her saying that I'm a little bit afraid of Mama, and so Manohar Daddy then had gone and told Mama, and so Mama came along sometime later and said, took hold of my hand. And took me along on a walk, and walking in a very friendly way, she's saying, "You're afraid of me?" And then Daddy said, "Well, not fear as such," but then Daddy explained. And then from that time onwards, Mama made her so light and became so light in that relationship in a very friendly way. But also when Mama took hold of my hand, then just touching Mama's hand, there was such a current that I felt that from that day onwards, I really felt that power and that relationship from that day onwards, I remember till now also. That she made me so light in this relationship.
कम से कम 100 बातें मेरे पास है. मम्मा ने ऐसा मुझे सिखाया जो आज दिन तक मेरे दिल में छपा पड़ा है practically.
There must be at least a minimum of 100 things that I've learned from Mama that have been imprinted in my heart that I've not forgotten even today. So that I'm using that even whilst walking along, doing everything.
Bohut sikhaya.
Mama taught a lot.
Ek baari maine mama kehti hai, tum samajhti ho koi sikhya jo hoti hai achhi hoti hai. Pe kaha dur mujhe kabhi bhi sikhya kabhi mile na, le lena chahiye. Kabhi nahi kehna chahiye, baat thi to nahi, mere ko sikhya kyun mili? Wo din aaj ka din sikhya se pyar hai. So kabhi bhi dawai hoti hai, rakh dete hai na. मेरे और किसको देंगे ना, कभी तुम का थोड़ा ही बोला था वो सिख्या मामा की आज दिन तक काम में आई है.
Once mama had asked, do you think it's
शिकली चेंज हो जाएंगी,
do you think it's a good thing to give some kind of correction to someone, and so daddy said yes, I'd really love it if someone was to tell me, and so mama then clarified it further, saying that anytime someone says something to you, then you should never think that, well, I didn't do anything wrong, and so why are they giving me this correction in this way? But accept it. Daddy finds that, or feels that, now you tell someone something and they'll instantly start telling you answers back, saying, well, it's nothing to do with you or something. But Mama would say that, okay, someone has been given some medicine and you don't need it now, but you keep it with yourself. At some time it will be useful, so you keep that correction, whatever guidance was given, and it will be useful for you one day.
इसने क्वेश्चन एक लिखा था, ज्ञान में आने के बाद पहले भी तुमको कुछ होता था क्या? तो मेरे ज्ञान में पहले की भी साधारण लोगों से संबंध रखना, संग रखना, असल शानी रख, कोई सत्संग की बात करेगा, कथा करेगा, कोई ये करेगा नहीं तो नट. तो मम्मा बाबा से इतना अच्छा मिला है जो कोई फालतू में टाइम गंवाने वाला है नहीं.
One of the questions was something about your life before coming to Baba. And so that is saying, before coming to Baba, I never really enjoyed sitting around gossiping with anyone and talking about other worldly things. But if someone was to come and we'd have this satsang, the spiritual gathering, then I'd want to be part of that. And Mama and Baba also taught us so much that I never wanted to engage myself in any wasteful activity at all.
किसी ने ऐसे मामा को कहा, मम्मा आप सदा सीरियस रहती हो. बस मम्मा ने जो उस समय रूप दिखाया, क्या समझते हो जैसे आप लोग वेस्ट टाइम करते हो, हंसते बैठते वही करूं. मम्मा सब समय का हंसेंगी मुस्कुराएंगी, पर हा हा करें ऐसे बात करें कभी नहीं किया.
When someone said to Mama, Mama, you're very serious. And so Mama gave them such an answer that after that no one dared say anything. And so Mama said, do you think I should also be wasting my time and talking loudly and just sitting around laughing and chatting in this way? And from that time onwards, they stopped asking Mama about any such things. But this was like showing that you don't really have that recognition of the time, the value of time and the things that Baba's teaching us. So putting all of that in practice, not coming into sound at all. So Mama never actually came into sound laughing loudly or talking loudly at all.
अति सुख्यम बात है. बाबा मामा सीरियस नहीं होते थे, परंतु कोई बात करने वाला कोई समझदार होए तो टाइम देंगे.
Something very subtle, very serious also, that Mama and Baba, they would never kind of say no to anyone, but if someone came and it was something worthwhile, something useful that they wanted to speak to
them about, उसको वही है जो उसको करना
then है. They would give time.
ऐसे या तो आशीर्वाद लेंगे या ऐसे राय लेते हैं.
Some people come to Baba to ask something, but then they really don't actually have the intention of following
Baba
the advice. So then they said that they've come just to take blessings, but then Baba wouldn't give advice to such people. It's like they come in just to take Baba's time, but not really wanting
देंगा.
To use it in
क्यों
the right
जूठा
way.
है.
Because internally they have false intentions.
मतलब से रह लेता है.
They're taking advice or asking for advice just for their own convenience.
साकार बाबा, एक बाबा बैठा झोपड़ी में, मेरे बाबा ने बाबा फलाना कहता है, बाबा से मेरे लिए श्रीमत लो ना. बाबा का क्या श्रीमत है? तो बाबा ऐसे बैठा है, कहते श्रीमत तो क्या राय भी नहीं दूंगा.
So once someone had come and they were telling one of the sisters to go and ask Baba what is his श्रीमत for me. And so Baba looked at this sister, and because he knew who this person was talking about, who was waiting outside, then Baba said, let alone Srimad, Baba's not even going to give advice to anyone, to that person.
मैं बाबा को देख रही थी कहा बच्ची बाप के राह पर चलने वाला भी बहादुर चाहिए.
And so Dadi was there and she's just watching Baba and thinking that. And Baba said, child, someone has to be very courageous to be able to follow the advice that Baba gives. Very brave.
झोपड़ी में बैठा है.
This was sitting in Baba's hut.
राय पूछ रहा है, मतलब से पूछ रहा है, जैसे मुझे फंसाने के लिए पूछ रहा है.
It's like they're asking.
राय से पूछ, तेरे से राय पे ली थी ना, ऐसे थोड़ी किया था.
They're asking for Baba's advice. It's as though they're wanting to trap Baba so that they can then at the end say, well, Baba, I did this because you advised me to do that.
आपको करना भले करो.
You want to do something, you go ahead. But it's not Baba's advice in that way.
किसी को कोई अच्छे अच्छे बच्चे बाबा बाबा से पूछते थे ना, बाबा तुमको राय दे सकता है.
So when the good children, those who are really honest and sincere, if they ask Baba for the advice,
किसको बुला के भी देंगे.
Yes, and for some children, Baba would call them himself and give them advice.
इतना सीरियस नहीं बनना है, पर समझदार बनना है.
So not to be serious in that way, but to be sensible. Okay.
सीरियस शब्द का बताते
हैं. You asked about being serious, so these were some of the experiences that we had with Baba.
Thank you, Daddy. Doesn't Daddy bring them alive? It's like we're there.
भैया सब बोली बोलिए क्या? आप तो इतना समय बिठाया है.
Everyone's been sitting here for so long, so we'll all get to.
अच्छा दो मिनट इतना powerful, घरी घरी याद में रहने का इतना अच्छी आदत. तो मैं अपन से पूछती हूँ, अर्जुन एक क्वेश्चन यही रह गया उसका, अमृतवेल तुम क्या करती हो?
One question that was left out, what do you do at Amritvela? The question was, do you sit still or do you have thoughts in your mind?
Yeah,
what is it? क्या जवाब देंगे?
Simple.
Short में जवाब दो. Short में जवाब दो, अमृतवेले क्या करते हो?
अमृतवेले इसलिए करते हैं, अमृतवेला एक तो अपने लिए जरूर करेंगे.
अमृतवेला I definitely do for my own self.
दूसरा जहाँ रहते हैं वहाँ अगर मैं सो गई.
The place that I'm staying
at. मैं उस स्थान में निकमी हूँ.
If I'm sleeping at Amritvela, then it's I'm as though I'm useless.
मुझे कई बार डॉक्टरों ने कहा था तुम सवेरे उठो नहीं तो अच्छी तरह हार्ट पेशेंट दे रेस्ट करो ना.
Many times my doctor told me that you don't wake up early in the morning because you're a heart patient, so you should get good rest instead.
तो मैंने कहा अच्छा ये पुणे की बात है और मैं 10 मिनट भी बोल नहीं सकती थी.
When Dadi was in Pune, there was such a condition at that time
that
she wasn't able to speak for more than 10 minutes and the doctor would advise her to remain lying down.
अच्छा जगेगी नहीं, पर मैं जागेंगी जरूर.
And so then, yes, she didn't want anyone to awaken her, but she would naturally awaken.
तो मैं क्या करती अभी तक भी उठ के बिजली का स्विच ऑन करके बैठ जाएंगे क्या बड़ी.
Even now when it's that time 4 o'clock she'll automatically wake up and doesn't matter if anyone else is there or not but I'll just switch on the light and sit.
टेंशन रोड चाहे बाबा भवन अभी तक इतनी पावरफुल तभी है. चारों को मैं बहुत प्यार करती हूँ.
Even now टेंशन रोड
कोई दिन नहीं होगा जो लाल बत्ती न जगे और सब सोए रहे, कभी नहीं होगा, तभी चारों जिंदा है.
That is saying she is very strict with Alka and Charuban also, but giving them a lot of love because even today, there's never a single day when the red light is not on in Baba Bhavan, and even when they were in Tennyson Road, it was the same.
जहाँ बाबा के घर रहे, बाबा के घर रहे, और बाबा के घर में हम अमृतवेले सोए रहे.
Staying
माँ पापी है बच्चा बाबा का.
Staying in Baba's home and then to be sleeping during Amritvela, then that's like being.
आदत पड़ जाती है सुस्ती की.
Great sin and you develop the habit of being lazy.
बाबा हमारे को इतना अलर्ट बना करके विश्व को वाइब्रेशन दिलाने चाहता है. सारे विश्व को पता है ये 4 बजे अमृतवेले उठते हैं.
Baba's wanting to make us alert and give those vibrations to the world because the whole world knows that we get up at 4 o'clock to do that service for the world.
जब लंदन में पहले मैं आई तो इंडिया का 4 बजा यहाँ का 4 टाइम डिफरेंट.
When I first came from London, then there was a concern of the time difference. It's 4 o'clock there, 4 o'clock here.
तो बाबा ने प्यार से कहा बच्ची जहाँ भी अमृतवेला होगा ना तो वहाँ तुम्हारे साथ हाजिर हूँ.
And then Baba said, with a lot of love, child, wherever you are at Amritvela, the local time, Baba will be with you.
जहाँ भी अमृतवेला होगा, मैं तुम्हारे साथ होगा, तुम्हें सामने आऊँगा.
I'll always be in front of you. I'll come in. I'll be with
you and
come in front of you. ये है बाप
और बच्चे के मिलन का अनुभव वातावरण में भी हो, जो आत्माएं बाबा के पास आए तो उनको भी अनुभव हो. कोई दूर बैठे भी कोई कहे अमृत वेले तुम मुझे बाबा को याद कर. हाँ हाँ मैं तुमको नहीं याद करेगी, तुम उसको याद करना, तुम्हें वाइब्रेशन पहुंच जाएंगे.
दिस इज द एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ द मीटिंग ऑफ द चाइल्ड एंड द फादर टू स्प्रेड दोज वाइब्रेशंस इनटू द एटमॉस्फेयर आल्सो. एंड सम पीपल से रिमेंबर मी एंड दैट सेज नो आई एम नॉट गोइंग टू रिमेंबर यू बट यू कम एंड स्टे इन रिमेंबरेंस इन सच अ वे दैट यू आर एबल टू कैच दोज वाइब्रेशंस आल्सो.
मैं बात समझी ना.
You understood?
मैं तुमको याद नहीं करेंगी.
I'm not going to remember
तुम अमृतवेला याद में बैठना.
But you sit in remembrance at Amritvela and you'll catch the vibrations.
तभी तुम अच्छा होता है, तुमको अमृतवेले का प्यार है, तुम्हें ये पता है इसको.
You have love for Amritvela and that's why you're so good. Thank you.
मैं.
Thanks, Harry.
Thank you very much, Robin.
बाबा का जो है ना, जो बाबा कहता है ना, एक्यूरेट रहता है ना, रिकॉर्ड अच्छा हो जाता है.
The true honest children who remain accurate in everything that Baba's teaching, their record remains good. They receive a lot of love from Baba.
और बताऊं क्या?
अभी पूरा.
सच्चा बच्चा बनना हो, ठहरो. ऐसा दिन फिर तो नहीं आएगा. सच्चा बच्चा बाबा का बनना तो क्या करना है?
What should you do if you want to be Baba's true honest child?
एक योग का चार्ट सवाय बाबा के कभी कोई याद ना आए.
टू हैव सच अ
मुझे कोई याद करे.
टू हैव सच अ चार्ट ऑफ योगा दैट यू नेवर रिमेंबर एनीवन एल्स एंड नो वन एल्स शुड रिमेंबर यू ईदर.
कोई याद भी ना करे.
नो वन शुड रिमेंबर यू.
जाकर बाबा को याद कर.
दे शुड गो एंड रिमेंबर बाबा.
दूसरा चरित्र कर ऐसे अच्छा हो. तुम भी ऐसे करती हो.
माई रिकॉर्ड The record of my character, my behavior should be so good so that no one then can point a finger to me saying, you're also doing this?
कभी रिकॉर्ड खराब ना हो.
So my record should never be spoiled in any way.
तीसरा पोता मिले एक accurate.
My account should be very accurate.
बाबा आपके भंडारे में ये है, ये हो रहा है.
Baba, this is what's coming into your bandara. This is what's happening, but not giving roundabout figures, this and that, and excuses. And
Baba के पास पोता मिल लेकर देते थे कोई.
Someone would come and give their accounts to Baba.
किसी का ऐसे फेंकते रहा.
For some people's accounts, Baba would just throw it away, saying that that's false accounts.
यहाँ से एक महीने का दूसरे महीने में दूसरे ऐसे करके.
There's constant mixture from the month forward to the month afterwards. So I saw that practically, Baba would just throw it away.
अच्छे से देखता था.
And some people's accounts, then Baba would look at it with love.
अभी who am I? हर एक पूछे अपने से.
Each one to ask themselves.
बाबा देखता है.
Who am I?
कौन सा मेरा बच्चा, मेरा अच्छा दिल पर दिल का सच्चा.
So Baba seeing which child of mine is it that. Is so honest in their heart.
आजकल के जमाने भूलें करते भी है, मतलब माफी मांगे.
In today's world, they make so many mistakes and they wouldn't even think about asking for forgiveness.
बाबा जानता है ना सब ठीक है ना, अभी तो रही होता है, हो गया ना सब.
They say, well, Baba knows and it's okay. It doesn't happen otherwise. It's happened, so what?
अरे तो बाबा को एक बारी भूल हुई, मैंने लिखी बाबा को.
Made a mistake, a small mistake once, and I wrote to Baba about it.
But rubaru aayi.
And then I came personally. मैंने
Baba मेरे से भूल हो गई ना. कहा बच्ची हो गए लिखा ना तुमने. मैंने कहा Baba हो गई रूबरू माफी तो मांगेंगी ना.
So she had already written to Baba asking for forgiveness, but when she came personally, then she's crying in front of Baba. Baba, I made this mistake, and Baba telling, but you've written about it. And that is saying, but no, I have to tell you personally about it also. And only then will I feel comfortable with myself.
ये भूल फिर से मेरे से न होवे.
And inside she was wanting to make it firm in herself that I shouldn't make the same mistake again.
तो बाबा माफ कर देता.
And then of course Baba would forgive you.
बाकी ऐसे भूले करते रहो वाले बिल चलते चलो.
But not that you continue to make mistakes and move along carelessly. What's Baba going to say then?
क्या करेगा?
What can Baba do then?
बस कहेंगे ड्रामा जो जो उस बच्ची का पत छोड़ ड्रामा के छोड़ता भी नहीं है फिर भी ऐसे ऐसे खींचता है समझाता है सब बताता है.
On the one hand, Baba will say, "Well, it's the drama," but then even then, he doesn't leave us alone.
कभी कोई बच्चे की आँख खुल जाए.
Call you and open and explain to you so that perhaps your eyes would open and you'd understand.
सपनों में भी आता है.
And he was even comes in, into some people's dreams.
But to be careless.
But still, some remain careless.
बहाना देना.
They give excuses.
और बहाने की लिस्ट अंदर तैयार रखी है.
It says that they've got a list already prepared of excuses.
उनका कोई बहाना सुनने बैठ के पहले.
So someone they're looking for someone to sit and listen to their excuses.
सुनने का टाइम नहीं है.
Baba doesn't have
बहाना
time
सुनने
to,
का टाइम.
Baba doesn't have time to listen to the excuses.
जिसकी सुगंध से जीवन में